This is Apollo Control at 54 hours, 57 minutes. Some 1 hour, 33 minutes now from the scheduled crew awakening time. What has been a very uneventful sleep shift for the crew, and a very quiet period here in Mission Control. After the crew awakes, one of the activities on their schedule for the day will be to update the clocks aboard the spacecraft. We'll be updating the clocks here in Mission Control at the same time. This clock update is occasioned by the fact that we lifted off 2 hours, 40 minutes late from Cape Kennedy. However, in order to place the spacecraft in lunar orbit at the same diurnal time, or the same sun time, and retain the lighting conditions desired for the lunar landing, the translunar injection burn was given a slight bit longer burn, just a little bit more energy put into that burn, and the trip time to the moon decreased by 2 hours and 40 minutes. The net effect of this is that we now arrive at the moon at the same time we would have arrived had the liftoff been on time. One other effect is that the crew has a net 2 hours and 40 minutes less time to accomplish those things that needed to be accomplished in the translunar coast. This is of small consequence because the translunar coast time is a relatively slack period for them. However, in order to avoid any sudden shift in sleep periods and that sort of thing, the time has been made up in two increments. The first one of 1 hour at 45 hours in the flight plan. The crew activities were jumped ahead by 1 hour. And they essentially began doing those things that were called for 1 hour later in the flight plan. They'll again jump ahead an hour and 40 minutes, and that'll occur at 65 hours. By that time, they will have completed all of those activities required up through 67 hours, 40 minutes in the flight plan. Or in other words, they'll have completed all of the activities required to get them into lunar orbit 2 hours, 40 minutes early. And in order to make the clocks then agree with where the crew will be in the flight plan, we'll jump the clocks ahead 2 hours and 40 minutes. This clock update, which can be likened to going on daylight savings time, only 2 hours and 40 minutes worth of change instead of 1 hour of change as we do in daylight savings time, will occur at 65 hours when the crew will have completed all of those flight plan activities up through 67 hours and 40 minutes. This simply involves setting the clocks at 65 hours in the control center and aboard the spacecraft at 65 hours, moving them ahead to 67 hours, 40 minutes. Then, barring any further changes in the mission timeline, from that point on, the elapsed time clocks, which are used as a cue to flight plan activities, should agree with the flight plan, and events that in the flight plan are called out for a certain time will happen at that time on the elapsed time clocks in Mission Control and aboard the spacecraft. This is a convenience factor. The other alternative would be to go through the flight plan and change all of the flight plan times to agree with the clocks. We simply find it easier to change the clocks and avoid having to make all those updates to the flight plan. At the present time, Apollo 17 is 64,232 nautical miles from the moon. And we're showing 169,518 nautical miles from Earth. A spacecraft velocity at the present time, again with respect to the moon, is 3,289 feet per second. And we're now 1 hour, 27 minutes away from the time at which we anticipate the crew will be awakening. At 55 hours, 3 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.